The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Yeah, 4-7. Let's go to Adam in London. This Salisbury attack, what's all this about?
Well, America has imposed some sanctions, or they are in the process of imposing sanctions, I should say. And, of course, this means more sanctions. They already have imposed some sanctions on certain individuals in Russia, on the movement of money and so forth, determining that the nerve agent used against a former Russian double agent living in the UK was indeed a Russian act. It's taken the United States 5 months. It took the rest of us about four and a half months less, frankly. But the US has finally got there and agreed with the rest of the world that the Skripals and the sleepy town in Wiltshire in England were indeed targeted by Russia. And Downing Street has applauded this decision by America, saying it's an unequivocal message to Moscow that provocative, reckless behavior will not go unchallenged. Well, amen to that. And frankly, you know, we should stand together on this sort of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, come on. Soldiers in drag, what are you on about?
This is extraordinary photos have emerged from the Second World War of soldiers wearing dresses and bonnets running to man the coastal defences in Kent. There they are in their dresses and petticoats and so forth. An air raid siren had interrupted their rehearsals for a variety show. It was, of course, the age of it ain't half hot, mum, and all that sort of stuff. The photos, though, were banned at the time. The Ministry of Information during the Second World War decided that the images would give the impression that British troops were not as manly as they should be and might encourage Herr Hitler to invade. So it's taken 75 years, but finally we get to see them. But I have to say, Alan, a slight resonance from my own family. I have myself a picture of my great-uncle Alf, home on leave from the First World War, wearing women's clothing. He and his sister did a quick swapsie for a photo and had a right internal giggle, and you wouldn't know it until you examine the photo and go, oh, he's wearing the dress and she's wearing the uniform.
Well, now look, no one listening to this segment would not believe that it's a very odd family, the Gilchrist family, and you don't have to come on this program and confirm this all the time.
But it's all great-uncle Al's fault, I'll tell you.
Uncle Al's fault, yes. Have a great weekend. There he is. We love him, don't we? Adam Gilchrist in London.